Welcome to Route 31 Credit Union's business podcast, The Extra Mile. My name is Nick Green, and I am the host of the podcast. Today, we are joined by Deandra Pentecost with Precise Writings here in Muskegon. She has a very unique business, and I invited her in to learn more about that. So, Deandra, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
So, to get started, how did this whole idea come about? Where did it come from? It's really unique, and I'm intrigued by it. So
talk about it. Pandemic started, and I had two good friends who are business entrepreneurs. And one of my friends was like, you should start a business because of what I do. I was already doing like computer classes. I was already helping people with resumes. I was just doing things, but I wasn't capitalizing on it. So she was like, you should just go ahead and try it. So she has an ebook, How to Start a Business. And I got her ebook, and in the ebook, it told me step by step on how to get started. So that was the easy part to me. The other hard part was getting your face out there, marketing yourself. That was like the hard part because I'm not shy, but who likes to talk about themselves?
Yeah.
So
creating your brand.
Creating my brand. I started in December 2020, Precise Writings, a resume writing service. And this is year three. So just by two of my friends watching them become entrepreneurs motivated me to become an entrepreneur. I'm not a full-time entrepreneur, but one day I will be.
You're getting there.
Yep.
You're on your way.
I'm on my way.
So you do more than resume writing, though. So let's talk about all the other services that you provide.
I do.
Currently.
Resume writing is the main focus of Precise Writings, but I do proofreading, cover letters, bios, any type of like mission statements, contact creation, anything that can help a business or a person like stand out is like my goal for my business. I do have an umbrella where I do computer classes as to like certain places around Muskegon. I offer like basic computer classes to the non-traditional person. So like the 50 on up or a person who doesn't know how to use a computer. You know, maybe 40 on down who just don't have any computer skills. So I do a lot of that underneath Precise Writings, too. So it's another umbrella.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you're teaching. It's kind of weird. Like when you go back and look, you think like we had computers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how old you are, and I'm not going to ask because that's rude to ask a lady. But, you know, I'm 39. So it's like I had our first computer class in seventh grade,
mm-hmm.
and it was just very simple. Like we had the Oregon Trail we could play once in a while on there or whatever.
Yeah.
But that kind of like started then. So there's a whole generation that had to relearn everything. And it was probably scary as the world progressed and got faster with technology.
And it's still scary for them. They don't trust it. They don't understand it. They're scared of it. When I graduated in 97 from high school, computers was coming, but it wasn't coming. I think when I got to college is when I first got really familiar with computers. I'll be 45 in a couple of days. So it's very not common for people, and they're just scared. Nobody shows them. Nobody teaches them. They don't go to a class. So I offer computer classes to help them get more familiar with it.
Yeah. Yeah. The way technology advances so quickly, too, it's tough. So
you
teach them just desktop computers, or do you get into the iPads and electronics and things like that as well?
It was mainly traditional, a laptop or a basic desktop computer.
Okay.
My goal is to, a lot of people have iPads and they have their smartphones, but they don't know how to utilize those too. So I'm branching off to start helping people with iPad classes and smartphone classes. Even just how to set up Apple ID and how to write it down and put it somewhere so you remember it.
Right.
That's the battle. So they can get into their system when they need to. Yeah.
So going back to the resume writing, proofreading, cover letter writing, what sort of impact, can you explain to us how the impact of having a well-curated resume, cover letter, et cetera, can actually influence you landing that job and giving you a step up?
I don't think people understand the process of a resume. Yeah, you get a piece of paper and you just put all your skills on that paper or you put your education, but it's way more than that. You know, if you can express yourself with just a different set of words or using a different set of soft skills, it can stand out from a hiring manager perspective, way more better than just going and just handing them a sheet of paper with just, I worked at McDonald's or I flipped fries. You know, you did more than that. You just didn't flip fries. You might have just did more things. So with my resumes, right. I try to make people stand out with just the words that I use.
Yeah, it's the verbiage that you use.
Yep, the verbiage.
Within the, the resume that, yep. that makes it stand out. And although you worked at McDonald's, you had time management skills,
yeah.
you had,
yep.
you know, showing up on time, so punctuality, communication
all that good
skills.
Stuff. They
the
forget
customer
about
service.
All that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's hard to sit there when you're thinking, oh, I just want this new job. Yep. I just want this new job. So, yeah.
I think as much as you can put about your skills on a piece of paper helps out a whole lot.
And the way you write it, too.
Yes.
I was intrigued by it because I think it is really important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I grew up in a small area and, you know, that wasn't part of our thing is putting together a resume.
Yeah.
We were a small school, so we didn't really go over that stuff. So when I got out of school, I was like, what is the resume?
Oh, yeah. They didn't teach you that.
Yeah. And
they told you what it is, but they didn't teach you what to put on it in.
Yep. It's quite interesting. So the resume cover letter writing, that's making a pretty big impact. What in the computer classes, which one do you think is kind of leaning towards and helping make a larger impact within the community?
I think I think between the resumes and the computer class, I think it's very huge. The computer classes started maybe 15 years ago through a local organization here in Muskegon. And those have like surpassed my thoughts. I mean, these classes became so popular, there's wait lists to get into these classes because people want to learn. And I think my learning, the way I teach, because I teach with patience, I think that's what people love the most. You know, that's my biggest feedback is, oh my God, you were so good. You did it so clear. And now I understand it. You know, I sit down in front of my child and they just, oh, I'll do it for you. And then they just don't show them what to do. And that people want to be shown what to do.
Yeah.
They want to learn.
Yeah. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Reed Muskegon, but Muskegon County has a pretty high illiteracy rate. So
yeah.
Have you seen an influence of that in your teachings and teaching others how to use these technologies?
Yep. I have people that come to me who, like I said, have never even, like somebody might even sign them up for. So maybe a granddaughter signed up their grandmother who probably would have never even known about the class or probably even never knew how to sign up. But, you know, just somebody doing that extra step for them. So I think it reaches people who didn't even have a clue that they could learn something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the demographic that you're serving now, what's that age? We kind of touched on it, but what's that age group that
It's from 50 up to 81.
50 to 81.
Yeah.
Right?
It's the 81-year-olds who want to learn still, and they can understand it. They just need somebody to, oh, okay. Oh, I can come back next week. Oh, you offer this next week. So I offer like a basic class, just the fundamentals, Microsoft Word. You know, they want to type a letter or email.
Okay.
They don't know how to use email. They don't know how to send an attachment. They don't know how to reply to an email.
Yeah.
I do a Facebook class. I do a Twitter class. We do all type of class, PowerPoint, you know.
So what's the fundamental stuff that you teach them in the beginning?
How to even go as simple as how to turn it on.
How to turn it on.
Give it a minute, how to turn it on. You have to put your username in. You have to put your password in. They don't know how to save. They don't know how to print. They don't know what all the different categories underneath, like file, how to open. Yeah, it starts very fundamental, very slow. The keys even on the keyboard, they don't even know that.
Yeah, hand placement.
Yep, hand placement, what the shift does,
yep.
The shift key. Stuff that we just go right onto it and do it.
You are a patient soul. My parents were elder, and yeah, there was constantly like a call. Hey, how do I do this? My boss actually told a similar story recently. His friend had set his dad up with email, and he got an email and he printed it off and gave it to his son. And he's like, hey, I thought you'd like to see this email. I thought it was really funny.
Uh-huh.
And he printed it off and handed it to him instead of like just forwarding the email.
Don't know that they can forward.
He didn't understand the concept of that, but I thought that was really cute.
It is so cute when they do things.
Yeah.
It is so funny. I laugh a lot and they know I laugh not like at them, but
right. The
stuff that they say or come up with. And then we all just laugh together, you know?
So going back to COVID, that was a tough spot with like job. People lost their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a driving factor as well?
Yeah.
And getting sitting down with people and helping them redo their resume and polish it off.
Yep. Marketing was the biggest tool for me. Still is kind of. It's getting more popular now, but Instagram was a major seller for me. Finding different people on Instagram who I could market to, like ads. You know, doing ads or having somebody reshare it so it can get to out of like the state of Michigan. Like now I service a lot of people in like Baltimore, Maryland, Washington, Atlanta, Texas, you know, just getting the word out there. It was hard in the beginning. You start off in December and you think, oh, I'm going to get sales right away. Yeah. No, you don't get a sale. I didn't get a sale. I think my first sale was in February. So I started in December. I'm like, oh, shucks, what have I did? I spent this money to get my LLC and all this stuff and this marketing, and I haven't got a sale, but it doesn't work like that. It comes, but you got to put the hard work in.
Yeah, the same tonality through every business that mm-hmm. I interview is there's always a slow start. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
It is.
And I would say it's not even a marathon. It's like not a turtle walk.
It's a turtle walk, yeah.
It just takes so much time, but the consistency and the drive and when you have the passion behind it to actually serve mm-hmm. in the manner that you want to is where it makes the difference. Yeah. So
it's a learning process. It's I tell anyone, you know, if you can do it, do it. If you can stay with it, stay with it. You don't make a bunch of money right offhand, right. You know, but I think social media tells us that entrepreneurs are just rich and it's not that.
Yeah.
It can be one day or it can, you know, it's lucrative. It's capital is coming in, but you just don't start making $1 million the first month.
Entrepreneurs, it's a long game.
It's
a long game.
Yeah.
So you talked a little bit about the resume and how that can make an impact. I can't think back to my own personal career. I think I wrote maybe 2 cover letters.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that's coming back? Is there statistics showing that those are actually read?
Yeah.
I feel like with just 150 plus applicants, you know, people, that is a way to stand out and tell your story outside of the piece of paper. But with just everybody going through, it seems like HR would just be like,
Ch-ch-ch-ch. I don't think it's more read, it's skimmed through more, looking for keywords. So if you're looking to become an assistant manager, they want to see what assistant manager skills that you have. So I don't think it's read, but I think it's skimmed through. So if you can put those keywords inside your cover letter and on your resume, I think that's what helps it. I don't think they read it.
Yeah.
All the way through. Just my personal opinion.
Right. Where do the keywords come from? Like the job?
The job description. You have to take that job description and take it piece it by piece. Yeah. They want to see those specific words inside a resume.
So there's technologies probably on the back end that pull those words out?
Yep. So there's an ATS that skims through before the hiring manager gets them. And you want to make sure those keywords are tailored onto that resume and cover letter. So I don't think it's being read like, oh, you know, this, but they're looking for keywords.
So the technology is skimming the resume that you're mm-hmm. putting together with mm-hmm. technology.
mm-hmm. And if you don't have those keywords on there, it's out of there.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
it's
wild.
Out of there. And there's so many more people applying for these jobs. So you want to be more specific.
So as you keep going, we've kind of talked about technology, basic writing, et cetera. Resume styles, do you think, I've seen like Canva and all these other ones mm-hmm. on there. Do you think those make an impact with like your picture on them and things of that nature?
Yep. You don't need a picture. You don't need a Canva resume. An employer doesn't look for a face. You know, they don't want, you know, you just some stuff you just don't need on. You just need a basic Microsoft Word or a Google Doc mm-hmm. that just has your name. We don't even put addresses on resumes anymore. We do our city and state. Our phone number, our email, our LinkedIn URL. But all that fancy color, flowers, decorative things, unless you're doing like you're applying for an acting position, that's totally different. Yes, then you or a modeling position. But a standard, if I'm applying for just a regular company, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the nature of the economy right now, I mean, there's probably a lot of people that are going to be heading towards the job line again
mm-hmm.
with the way things are going. But what are 2 pieces of advice you could give people as they go through and start navigating that? Maybe there's a layoff and they're trying to get back into the workforce. What are some key factors that are important for them to keep top of mind with resumes?
I would just tell them to stay determined. Get that resume, update it, put all your skills before you even touch your resume. Just start listing all the things that you have done or that you know what you have done. Any accomplishments, any certifications, I would just tell them to pull all that stuff, remember all that stuff. And then if you don't come to Precise Writings and you feel like you can do your own, just put all that information onto that resume. So just think about what all the things that you have gained, because we don't update our resumes every year. People just don't do it because why do we have to?
Right.
But if you're at a job for 5 to 10 years, I'm pretty sure you got tons of skills, tons of accomplishments. All that stuff needs to be pieced together and put onto that resume. So just stay determined and it's something to come up.
And call Precise Writings.
Call Precise Writings. I'll do it for you.
So brainstorm, get it all out on paper.
Yep.
Think of everything you've done.
Yep.
Put that on the resume.
Yep.
Use verbiage, keywords from the job posting.
That's it.
Sounds so simple.
It is. It's very simple. The hard part is people don't think about what all they have done. And so that's why, like, if you come to Precise Writings, once you place an order, you'll receive an email. And in that email, I'm asking several questions to bring out every information that I can so I could update your resume for you. Because resumes, I get people who haven't updated their resumes in 17 years.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy.
That's a long time.
That's a long time.
And I was being facetious when I said simple, because it's not. Because it's the hardest thing is sitting down and talking about yourself, right?
That's
writing it out. I mean, we just talked about it. But writing out your key passions.
And some people, they put the word I on the resume. You don't want to put that. You want to use the third person. And, that's kind of really hard to do.
Use a third person in that.
Well, third person, but you just want to use past tense, I should say,
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want to use third, but.
That's a good point. I've never thought of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you do what you do. Alrighty. Is there any partnerships in Muskegon County that you are seeking to connect with to help expand your growth? Is there anything else that you are trying to move towards?
Yeah.
You're doing a lot right now. Resume writing, cover letter, technology teaching. Is there anyone that you want to partner with, or is there anything in the works to reach a broader sense of the community in Muskegon County?
I never thought about that. I'm just working, I am collaborating. I am trying to figure it out. It's just working, just one step, one day at a time. I did branch off this year and, I'm helping with some social media content. So that's new for me.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying it. So maybe, next year I'll be like, okay, maybe this is a service I'll offer. So right now I'm doing that. I want to offer iPad classes for older adults, where I provide the iPads, they just come to me and I can show them how to use it. It's different things like that. So yeah, I'm just working and trying to figure it out.
I think the social media thing's smart because it kind of ties right in, because employers actually look at
social media.
So if you have a uniform brand and you don't have anything offensive on there and etc. You should always be yourself, obviously, there is a line that you have to draw in the sand with that thing. So I'm very conscious of that myself with my role. So I have to pay attention to that. But it's a valid point that you bring up, is keep your social media clean as well.
Yeah, keep it clean.
Because employers do look at that stuff and it can infect that. Well, DeAndra, I don't have much more. Thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. It was super fun. If you want to tell the public how to get a hold of you and use your services, go right ahead.
So my name is DeAndra Pentecost, the owner of Precise Writings. I am on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, all underneath the handle Precise Writings LLC. That's basically it. So thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for listening today. DeAndra, thank you again, and
appreciate
have a safe
it.
Fourth. Thank you.
Thank you.